the other side of worldly woe, a very special place to go, to feel the heart, the mind, the wings, to see the wondrous truth of things. Wind and rain and snow and sleet neither touch the hands nor feet. Through the rainbow let it flow, the feel of love and life aglow. Neither within space or time comes this universe sublime. Not to earn, to own, to keep, but to be that which I reap. Oh, to touch from inside out, to realize the truth about how to be and where to go, to feel the inner winds ablow. Guide me now, I care not where. I drop the lies and enter there. Free of want, so free forever. Shall I forget? Oh, please be never. Hold my mind within my heart. May the ending be the start. The cycle of the world begins where other cycles find their ends. Embrace me now. I do surrender. I do receive. I am the sender. Holy be the sound of life. Take me now beyond all strife. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations, where we're not going to the other side, but actually going to the inside of ourself. Now, I know that some of you are experienced meditators, and perhaps some of you have never meditated before and don't even really know what it means. So I welcome the advanced meditators, because you will have a lot to contribute to our collective consciousness. And those of you that are just beginning can kind of ride the tailwind of the beautiful energy that the advanced meditators are bringing in. And I welcome all of you equally, and I'm so happy that you're here to listen to us today. Now, how do we go in? I thought we'd start there. Well, we have to go in by creating a flow of energy, a flow of moving out and moving in, which is best done with our breath. Now, what we want to do is have the out-breath be twice as long as the in-breath, because when we are afraid, we have short little breaths, and we go into fight-flight syndrome. And that can be while you're sitting in traffic, sitting at your desk, or having a real emergency. The body doesn't have eyes. Well, it does, but it doesn't work the way that our eyes does. The eyes are biochemical eyes, and the biochemistry tells our bodies what's going on. And if our biochemistry says, look out, that's what our body responds to. Even if look out is the boss coming around the corner, or the two-year-old waking up at 3 a.m. for the sixth time. So what we can do to get out of fight-flight and into a relaxed mode is to have the out-breath be twice as long as the in-breath. So let's just start with something light. And I'm going to count a breath for the entire group. And I'm going to count the breath in and the breath out, until the out-breath is twice as long as the in-breath. So it would be wonderful if you could close your eyes and just focus on your breath for a moment. In fact, the yogis say if you can control your breath, you can control your thoughts. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could control our thoughts, right? Okay, are we ready? So settle in, get comfortable wherever you are. If you're driving a car, please pull over. Relax. This is good. This is a good thing. Okay. Take a couple of just relax, get it out. There's a lot in there, isn't it? Always. Always there and always more. Okay. Now breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5. In. 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold, hold, hold. Okay. Now, take three breaths very still, like you're not even moving your body at all. Almost like you're breathing in and out of your skin. Now, keeping your eyes closed, please, I'm going to ask you to imagine, when I say imagine that you see something, what I'm saying is, even if you kind of think you see it, that's perfectly fine. Some of us are able to see things inside our minds instantly, and other people, that's not their gift, but they have other gifts. So if you see what I say, that's fantastic. If you just sort of imagine that you see it, that's fantastic. Okay? So I'd like you to imagine that you see a pendulum, like an old-fashioned grandfather clock, and that pendulum swinging back and forth and back and forth with all of our thoughts. Now, with your breath, I want you to breathe in to the pendulum, with the focused intention of saying, stop. So breathe, stop, center, breathing that into the pendulum. Breathing one, and watch how the pendulum slows down. Two, watch as it slows down more. Three, slowing down to a stop, straight stop. Now, if your pendulum has stopped, that's great. If your pendulum hasn't, just practice more later. Either way, we're going to pan back with our inner movie camera. And as you move back, you see that in front of the pendulum is an old-fashioned, like, brass candlestick with a candle inside of it and a flame right on top. And that flame's flickering back and forth and back and forth. Now, with your mind's eye, you're going to breathe into the candle until it is completely still, straight up. Now, obviously, you can't use your breath because you'll breathe the candle out. You're going to breathe with your mind. So with your mind, breathe into the flame till it stops to flicker just a little bit. Breathe into the flame again, flickering less. Breathe into the flame till it stops straight up and down. Now, open your eyes. Look around your room a little bit. Maybe it looks a little different. Remember I said about the body and the biochemistry and our eyes are really chemical signals? Well, the body works on homeostasis. What goes up must go down. And up and down and up and down and up and down until it finds the middle. And that's what makes us have relaxing thoughts and calm emotions. If we can find that place right in the middle. Now, the other way that we can go inside is to relax our bodies. So just take a long, slow, deep breath, using that breath again. Breathe down into your feet and relax. And closing your eyes, preferably. And then move up into your thighs and your calves and your knees. And relax. And then move up into your hips. And relax. Move into your waist. Relax. Move into your lower stomach area. Relax. And moving into your heart and into your chest. And as you breathe in, feel yourself go up. As you breathe out, feel yourself go down. Breathing up. And breathing down with the rhythm of your breath. Feel the beating of your heart within this rhythm all through your body. Now, relax and allow that relaxation to go up into your shoulders, across the back of your neck and tops of your shoulders, and down your arms, past your forearms and your elbows, down to your wrists and your hands and your fingers, and relax. Now allow that relaxation to go across your neck and go down deep like a warm towel across the back of your neck. And relax. Feel that relaxation as it goes into every hair follicle, down across the top of your head, and into your eyes, between your eyes, and the temples of your eyes, at the sides of your eyes, and relax your jaw, and as you feel so, you hear, feel and hear this little kind of click in your ear. Relax your ear. Relax your mouth, and your teeth, and your tongue, your palate, your gums. Relax your chin, and your throat, and your neck. Go back down into your heart. And relax. Now, let's not forget the emotions. Now, the next thing we need to do to go inside is to find a way to ease our emotions so that we're not flying from this emotion to the next. And emotions are a lot like colors. The kind of hot, excited, activating emotions would be like color red. And the calming, soothing, relaxing emotions would be like the color blue. So for this next exercise to help you move inside of yourself, I'm going to ask you again to settle into your chair or your bed or your couch or wherever you are. Take a long, slow, deep breath. And I'd like to ask you to put one hand on your stomach area and one hand up on your chest. Because what I'm going to ask you to do is to inhale, kind of the opposite that we do in the Western world. Inhale like a billows, where we inhale and fill up the stomach. And then we exhale and the stomach goes in. So as you inhale, your stomach goes out. And as you exhale, your stomach goes in. And with practice, your chest will stay still. So that's something for you to practice later. For now, I'd like you to just take three long, slow, deep breaths. One, inhale up, exhale down. Two, inhale up, exhale down. Three, inhale up, exhale down. Now, in your mind's eye, we're going to use that imagination again. And I want you to start down at your feet and your legs and see wherever you have red lights. And just imagine that there's red lights and there's blue lights. However you imagine that. The thing about an inner experience is that it's yours. It's an experience that's inside of you, and it's perfect because you're perfect. You are perfect. And however you experience any of these exercises is perfect for you. So, now as you breathe in to the blue, till the blue lights get bigger and bigger, and the red lights get engulfed with the blue, which makes them kind of purple, which is a color of transformation. And relax. One more time in the legs and the feet. Breathe into the blue lights till they expand and encompass the red, who are now purple. And relax. Now I'd like you to look at your torso. first, kind of first half, somewhere like solar plexus to base of your spine. Look at the red lights and the blue lights. And breathe into the blue lights. And as they expand, they encompass the red lights to become purple. And relax. Again. Breathe into the blue lights till they encompass the purple. Well, encompass the purple, which was the red, which is now purple. And relax. Now, from your solar plexus up to your shoulders, including the shoulders and the back of the neck. Now, those are the ones we really can find a lot of red lights. So, taking a long, slow, deep breath, breathe in and exhale into the blue. Expand, expand the blue, soothing the red till it becomes purple, and relax. Breathing in, take a big inhale and exhale into the blue, expanding the blue. Till it becomes purple, and relax. And allow that relaxation to drip down your shoulders and down your arms, allowing whatever red lights there are to just be bathed in that blue light as it slowly drips down past your elbows, past your arms into your wrist, to your hands, the backs of your hands, your thumbs, your forefingers, your center finger, your ring finger, your little finger, palms of your hands. Relax. Now, let's not forget our head. So, breathing up, up the back of our heads again, down across our face. Any blue lights? Breathe into the blue. Breathe into the blue till it expands and encompasses all the red. All relaxed, all calm. Now that you're all calm, I'll introduce myself. My name is Dr. Susan Carol Lee. You can call me Dr. Lee, Dr. Susan, Dr. Susan Carol, or Sue, whatever, doesn't matter. Because the thing is here, we've got collective consciousness, and that means that we are a collection of consciousnesses. And I don't know what any of you look like, and that's part of the reason why I have a picture up, because I think it's only fair. I don't see what you look like, you don't see what I look like. Then we go and get attached to what somebody looks like. We are only communing with the feeling that we are not alone, that there are others that are with us. Which leads me to my next poem. Alone with myself, though others are near. Alone with myself, if I'm there or I'm here. Alone with myself, all my boundaries are lost. It's the truth that I seek, no matter the cost. Alone in my mind, while my heart seems to steer, my actions seem foreign, their causes unclear. To be in the one is the call of my soul. To know who I am is my prayer and my goal. I summon the moment to give me a reason to be who I am in this time and this season. Alone in myself, I call forth the light to show my true path and bring down my might. But am I alone in this time of great question, or part of the oneness of which I'm just one section? The section's a portion of all I might be, a fragment, a section of all I can see. I beckon the one to come into my heart to show me the being of whom I'm a part. Finding the being that we truly are, the great, wonderful, multidimensional being that every single solitary person is my goal in this radio show. To assist each one of you in finding a manner in which you can discover that greater part of yourself. And part of the way that we will discover the greater part of ourselves is by discovering the greater part of every other person and every other creature, every other wonderful being that shares our planet, which we are a part of. And what I would like to do is if we can take a moment and see if we can feel each other. You know, we are normally using about 10 to 15% of our brain and about 10% of our DNA. And what's happening is that we're starting to wake up to some of those other parts of ourselves. And there's some pretty wonderful stuff in there. So, expanding your brain power a moment and closing your eyes again. Taking a long, slow, deep breath. Just kind of feel around inside your mind. Who else is here? Who else is listening to this radio show? Now remember, that place where all of us connect as a collective consciousness is not bound by time or by space. So it doesn't matter if we're in a different time zone. It doesn't matter if one of you is listening to the AM show and one of you is listening to the PM show, or if somebody else is listening to an archive show. It doesn't matter. It's difficult for us third dimensionals to think beyond the confines of time and space. But I think that's part of what we're going to find in that other part of our brain. So, using my voice kind of as a hub to this wheel, just set a little stream of consciousness, however you imagine that. Maybe you imagine that as a beam of light or sparkles or subatomic molecules, whatever works for you. Just see a stream of consciousness that goes towards the hub, being my voice at this particular moment. And then, as it actually engages in the hub, you find that there are many, many other people who have sent their stream of consciousness into this very same hub. And look at all these people. And you can walk around inside this hub, say, hi, Joe, hi, Sally, hi, Sam, how y'all doing? Might be some non-humans in there, some dogs, cats, birds, who knows? All kinds of creatures. Animals are very telepathic. While you're in there, you might want to take a moment and look through all these, like, all windows, which is where other people sent their stream of consciousness. So each one of you is looking through your own stream of consciousness and seeing this hub from your own perception, your own experience, your own belief patterns. Yet, you are all sharing it with each other. Now, I'd like you to take a moment and staying within the center core as much as you can for the remainder of the show. If you feel yourself pulling out, or if you feel uncomfortable in the center core, you want to pull back a little bit, absolutely fine. Remember, again, whatever you are feeling you need to do is perfect for you. This is your time, your hour. This is for you. And think of all of us as a beautiful orchestra of consciousness. And each of you is an instrument. You're all going to have your own interpretation for this beautiful symphony of consciousness that we are creating. We are ready for our first joint journey in consciousness. And let's begin by taking a moment and relaxing our bodies again. Because if our bodies are not relaxed, it's very difficult to go inside of it. So again, using the breath, take a long, slow, deep breath. And this time, I'm going to breathe, have you breathe the colors in through the top of your head, down through your body, and deep into our planet. Now, Gaia is the name for the collective consciousness of Earth. Actually, Gaia is an ancient Greek name for the planet Earth. So I will refer to our planet as Gaia, as I've developed a personal relationship with her, and I hope that you will too, and I'm sure many of you already have. So, settling into wherever you're sitting, take a long, slow, deep breath and relax. And the first color we're going to breathe through is red. So from the top of your head, breathe in the color red and breathe it down past your eyes, past your throat, past your heart, past your solar plexus, past your waist, past your hips, past your knees, past your ankles, through your feet, and deep, deep into the earth. Now inhale the color orange, and as you exhale, pull it down past your eyes, throat, heart, waist, hips, knees, ankles, through your feet, and deep into the earth. Now again, breathing in the color yellow, and through the top of your head, past your eyes, past your throat, past your heart, past your waist, your hips, your knees, through your feet, and down deep into the earth. Now the next inhale from the top of your head is green. Inhaling it down, down, past your throat, past your heart, your waist, your knees, and down deep into the earth. Inhaling through the top of your head, the color blue, down past your throat, your heart, waist, hips, knees, through your feet and deep into the earth. Breathing in the color indigo, past your throat, heart, waist, knees, down deep into the earth. And finally, breathing in the color violet, past your eyes, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your navel, base of your spine, your knees, your ankles, deep into the earth. Now that you're totally relaxed, I want you to look right over there in your imagination and in your beautiful mind's eye, and see this lovely, fluffy cloud that's come to take you for a journey. Now remember, each one of you is your own instrument, and each one of you is contributing something a little bit different to our beautiful, orchestrated experience. So, as you follow this journey, you will hear my voice, and you may also take a little side journey here and there, or you might have another picture that seems like a little different than mine or just above mine. Beautiful. Wonderful. Remember, whatever you experience is what you are needing to experience right now in this moment. So your cloud is waiting. And as you go over to the cloud, you're surprised to find you can climb right up into it. And there's this wonderfully cozy chair. And you feel totally safe. And you're not going to fall through at all. It's perfect. It's there. You settle back in, and cloud starts to rise up, gets higher, higher, higher. Wow, this thing flies. And then you feel yourself go over to the right, and then over to the left, and the cloud goes up high and down low. Do a little loop-de-loop, and wow, feel how it feels to have so much movement inside of your consciousness while your body is perfectly still. So now your cloud is beginning to travel. You can kind of look over and you can see, oh, maybe some mountains, maybe desert, maybe some ocean. And then eventually, you look over the edge of your cloud and you see a beautiful valley. And in this beautiful valley is beautiful green grass, flowers, trees, brook. Beautiful. Now the cloud goes a little lower, goes down, 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 and then there you are. Here you are at the edge of this beautiful inner meadow that is your inner meadow that you can create exactly as you wish to create it. Now, the first thing we're going to do is to activate your inner senses. I'd like you to lay down on whatever surface you're on, whether it be grass or sand or rock. And as you lay down, feel the surface underneath you. Reach out and feel the different surfaces so that you can activate your tactile senses. Now see if you can find a leaf or some grass and bring it up to your nose, crinkle it up, and smell it. And smell the air. How does the air smell? Does it have a deserty smell or a mountainy smell, an ocean smell? Smell that. And now, listen. Listen to what you hear. Hear first far, far off, like the wind through the breeze or across the plains or distant oceans, maybe a bird. And now, listen very close. Maybe a little insect crawling on the ground next to you, or the sound of your body. And now, gradually sit up. And first, look down. Look right around you, really close to you. Where exactly are you sitting? What texture are you sitting on? Now take the long look and look far out, as far as you can see. Get an overview of your entire special meadow. And just relax, and we'll all take a walk. Are you still awake? Are you ready to take a walk now? Stand up, and in your mind, just kind of walk around your place a bit. And I'd like you to see, over in the distance, just a little ways away, there is a huge tree. And next to the tree is a creek. So if your special place is a desert, well, magically, now you've got a tree and a brook. As you go over there, walk over to the tree, and you will find at the base of the tree, there is a little ledge, like a seat, that just fits you perfectly. So you sit down in this perfectly suited ledge at the base of the root of the tree. You sit down right there, right between the tree and the little brook, and lean back against the tree. Lean your spine all the way back against the tree so your back is completely flat against the tree. And push your, allow your head to fall back. As you look up through the tree, look all the way up through all the leaves, and you see the sun coming down from the sky, down through the leaves, down into the twigs, down into the branches, down towards the trunk. And as it comes down the trunk and down the trunk and down the trunk, and it gets to the place where the top of your head is, and it splits. And some of this wonderful sunlight comes into the top of your head. And you share it with the tree. And the sunlight comes down the trunk of the tree and down to your neck. and down the trunk of the tree, and down past your heart, and down the trunk of the tree, and down past your waist, and down the trunk of the tree to the very base of the tree, down to the very base of your spine. Now this is where you let your own roots, roots that come straight from the base of your spine, and roots that go down your legs, past your knees, past your calves, past your ankle, and down through your feet. And they intermingle with the leaves, and they intermingle as they go down into the earth, into the roots, along with the roots, and around the roots of the tree, down into the earth, deeper and deeper and deeper. Feel yourself fully grounded to the earth at the same time that you are completely open to the rays of the sun, just like a tree. Now, I'm going to ask you to sit up for a moment and lean over right and see the brook right in front of you. And it may have magically moved to be right in front of you because this is like a dream world. Things can change and morph just because we want them to. And I'd like you to look down into the brook. And as you look deeply into the brook, you see that these little bubbles are coming up. Up to the top, closer, 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 pop, and then they're gone. You look down, more bubbles, up from the bottom of the brook. Up, 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 closer, closer, pop, they're gone. Well, these bubbles are just like emotions. They come up, 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 and then release. They come up, 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 and then release. Now, as you look upstream, you see some leaves floating down the stream. Now, these leaves are like your thoughts. And you see your thoughts and the leaves coming closer, 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 in front of you, past, past, gone, gone. Again, just like you don't touch out to get the leaves, you don't reach for them, you don't interact with them, you don't touch out, you don't try to find your thoughts. You're observing. You see them as they come closer, 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 in front of you, past you, past you, past you, gone. So just like the bubbles come up from the bottom of the brook to be released, we can allow our emotions to come up from the depths of our unconscious and just be released. Just pop, release. And just like the leaves float past us, we can allow our thoughts to float past us. And in this way, we can begin to realize that an emotion comes up, it gives us a message, and then we let go. Emotion comes up, it gives us a message, and then we let go. We don't need to hold on to that emotion. The emotion said, oh my, you're sad, or oh my, you're scared, or oh my, this is wonderful, or gee, this is great. But then you let go. With the thoughts, a thought can come by, and you can look at the thought, and you can say, interesting thought. I'm choosing not to hold on to that thought right now. Oh, look at this thought here. No, I'm going to let that one float by too. We can choose. We can choose to release our emotions. We don't have to hold on to them. And we can choose to not allow those thoughts to linger in our consciousness. And of course, we can choose the emotions that we want to choose to stay and the thoughts that we want to live in our consciousness. So taking a long, slow, deep breath, take a long moment and feel the emotions that are in your body right now. Feel down deep in your core. Just allow them to come forward. As they come to the surface, pop, and release. Release them. Just release them. They're gone. And the thoughts. Take a moment. Listen to the thoughts that are the other voice that's going on inside your head. And you can choose to let it float by. You don't have to choose to take it. You don't have to interact with it. You can release it. And with that thought, like you to open your eyes and remind you that the process of going inside is a process of deep inner discovery. And I invite all of you to converse with your family, your friends, body workers, healthcare workers, whoever, ministers, priests, counselors. If something comes up that you're not quite sure you know what to do with it, please talk about it. Release it and move on. Now, the next thing is that I want to tell you that there is a Yahoo group called I Am Radio. And you can go to my site, Multidimensions, that's plural, MultiDimensions.com. And I invite you all to join in to the I Am Radio Yahoo group so that you may write all of your experiences, share them with other people. They can share them with you. I also invite every one of you to email me. I'd be very happy to hear from you at drscarol@multidimensions.com. That's drscarol. All right, so in closing, I'd like to give you all a little homework that you can do or think about doing. And what I'd like you to do is, as you go about your day, to actually feel your body and feel your emotions. And if you feel like you're stressed out, just take some long, slow, deep breaths, breathe them down into the earth, and remember, you can choose to release your emotions and to choose your thoughts. Thank you so very much for coming, and I'll see you all next week and maybe in between. Bye.